I'm Kurt Benrud, and this is a review of The Emoji Movie, written by James Berardinelli of Real Views. When reviewing The Emoji Movie, poop is definitely appropriate, or a frowny face, or both. Oh, I suppose it's not as bad as all that. After all, if one considers that this was made with the 7 to 10-year-old group in mind, it passes muster. I don't doubt younger kids will enjoy the film for what it is, a relatively mindless cartoon with a few busy action scenes, some pop songs, and a little razzle-dazzle. They're not going to feel any pain. As for the parents accompanying them, The Emoji Movie proves unable to provide even a modicum of content capable of capturing or retaining the attention of an adult. Nap time. At its best, this seems like a second-rate version of Pixar's Inside Out. At its worst, it's a cash grab based on a cynical high-level concept. One can envision studio executives deciding to make an emoji movie because it would be popular with kids. Based on the eventual storyline, it's likely that the concept came first and the plot, such as it is, was designed around it. There's little evidence of creativity. The animation is slapdash and uninspired. The voice acting is unmemorable, and the sets lack even the rudimentary imagination shown in other inside-the-machine movies like Tron and its sequel. Even with a stunted story, The Emoji Movie should have offered a more interesting visual experience. The movie takes place in two separate realities. In the first, a shy boy named Alex, with the voice of Jake T. Austin, is trying to connect with a girl he likes, Addie, with the voice of Tati Gabrielle. Where text messages are concerned, he agonizes over the age-old question, to send or not to send. When he eventually works up the courage to do it, the one that boldly goes isn't what he expects. It has the wrong emoji. That brings us to the second reality, which is inside the phone. There we visit the city of Textopolis, where the emojis live. Gene, voiced by T.J. Miller, is a meh emoji, who finds it difficult to maintain a single expression, and his control breaks at the wrong time, when Alex uses him. Facing expulsion and possible deletion, Gene and his friend High Five, voiced by James Corden, go in search of the code-breaking emoji Jailbreak, voiced by Anna Faris, so he can fix Gene. Needing to escape to the cloud, the three are chased around the innards of the phone world by antivirus bots, determined to eliminate them. The Emoji Movie clumsily references various smartphone games and apps in what amounts to glorified commercial promotion. A Candy Crush scene, for example, is a focal point of the Emoji Movie's trailer, forming an ad within an ad. Most of the voice acting is adequate, although not memorable. Incredibly, Patrick Stewart was somehow persuaded to provide the voice of Poop. I'd love to hear the story how that came about. The movie offers an unsubtle message about, as Ethel Merman sang, I've gotta be me. It also references female stereotyping in the original emoji world. Didn't know that was an issue. One line got a chuckle from me. After encountering some emoticons, Gene comments that it's necessary to be respectful to old people. 2 years ago, when I reviewed Inside Out, I wrote the following about the animation style. The inside material has a fantastical, almost hand-drawn appearance, a shimmery cartoon look. Would that something similar could be said about The Emoji Movie? But it opts instead for a cheaper, simpler look that isn't going to awe or amaze anyone. Kids, weaned on TV and Netflix cartoons, aren't going to notice because they're used to lifeless backdrops. But that's the problem. The Emoji Movie looks and feels like something made for Cartoon Network or Amazon Prime rather than a big screen offering. Meh seems almost entirely too kind. And just a side note here, the Emoji Movie is accompanied by the short Puppy, which takes place in the world of Adam Sandler's Hotel Transylvania. At 5 minutes, it seems longer than Dracula's fangs. Now, the Emoji Movie was directed by Tony Leondis. The cast includes T.J. Miller, James Corden, Anna Faris, Maya Rudolph, Steve Wright, Jennifer Coolidge, Patrick Stewart, Jane T. Austen, and Tati Gabrielle. The screenplay is by Tony Leondis and Eric Siegel and Mike White. Our running time on this is 1 hour and 26 minutes. It is rated PG, and of course this is an animated movie.